Good morning. How's everyone? Good. How many of you like salt? How many of you use salt on your food and you use a lot of it? How many of you, what foods do you like to put salt on? What? Go ahead. Okay. French fries?
Burger. Right.
On burgers? Okay. Vince? Pretzels? Very good. On what? On chips? On chips, okay. Go ahead. Okay. When I was your guys' age, I would like to put salt on my watermelon. Any of you like doing that? Putting salt on watermelon? Easton's making a funny face. Why are you making a funny face for I like salt on my watermelon? I think it's really good that way. But you know what? All of you have been salted. You know God has salted each and every one of us. How does God salted us? You know, I could take this salt shaker and I could start spreading salt on all of you, couldn't I? Actually, it's already happened to you, but if I poured salt on you, Mom and Dad would be upset and Tessa would be really angry because she would have to clean it on Thursday. Or she would make me clean it today, maybe. But I'm not going to pour salt all over you because you have already been salted. When were you salted? Do you know? Kellen? Very good. When you were baptized. When you were baptized, you were actually salted. In the ancient church, when a baby was brought to the baptismal font, the baby was exorcised, and a part of that exorcism of casting the devil out was to salt the baby. Kellen? Did you know that? Yeah. You pour salt. Actually, the priest or the pastor would take salt on his finger and touch it to the baby's lips. So are you ready? Just open your mouths and I'll pour the salt in. You all trust me, don't you? You thought I was going to do it, but I won't do it. Because you've all been salted already. You've been salted here by the power of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. This is what happens in your baptism. You are purified. You're made clean. You're made clean to do what? What are you made clean to do what? To proclaim the gospel, to proclaim Jesus. And not only have you been salted, you also have the light. That's why we light the Christ candle during the season of Epiphany. And that light reminds us that you have the same light shining in you and shining from you. So therefore, since you have been salted and you have the light of Christ, what are we to do with it? Are we to hide it away and not use it? What do you think, Kellen? Should you use it? I think so. You are also to salt other people. You're to salt them with the Holy Gospel, to tell them what Jesus has done for you, and to let your light shine forth. And that's what we as Christians do. My dear ones, you are actually very extraordinary people. You aren't like those out there who don't know what salt is and don't have the light of Christ. You've been salted and you have been lighted, and therefore don't hide it. Proclaim the gospel of Jesus to all of your friends. Don't be afraid of them because you have been salted and you have the light of Christ. They can do nothing against you because you are Christ's child. You are His child and you have been saved. You have been salted and you have been lighted. And you are shining forth the holy gospel of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So don't hide your salt. Salt people with the gospel. Tell them about Jesus. And don't hide your light. Tell them about Jesus. So with that, I'm not going to salt you. I'll just put my salt shaker down. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to us and salting us at our baptism, purifying us from all of the sins that we, O Lord, carry. And Lord, thank you for giving us the light of your life. And that light, O Lord, we shine forth, telling people, proclaiming to people by what we say and by what we do, that we are extraordinary people, that we are your people, that we are Christians. And Lord, help us never to be afraid and never to worry about salting and about lighting this evil and dark world. Help us to do this work, O Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, this same Spirit that we have received in our baptism. And all the children said,
Amen.